episode 49 of...
Brutal Battle.
Brutal Battle.
I was going to do a Russian accent, and that totally didn't work.
I just watched Wreck-It Ralph the other day, and you totally reminded me of, like, Zangief.
Yes. Yes, well, I was trying to do kind of like a Zangief type thing. It's like, I crush man's skull between thighs like sparrows, like a Cossack, Russian Cossack. That's what I was trying to do, but it came out like Fat Bastard.
It was so good. I love.
That's a great movie.
I'm so disappointed in myself for putting it off that long, because I've had a DVR for forever.
So everyone out there, if you have not seen Wreck-It Ralph, get yourself a nice beer, sit down, and watch it. Maybe a few beers, I don't know.
It helps if you like video games, because there's a ton of... It's all video game references, basically.
Whoop, whoop. It's awesome. So here we are, episode 49. Next episode will be 50, so... We will. We are involved in the Carlin versus Sean Creel beer knife fight, which it's currently not going so hot for me.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah. So we'll see how that ends up, but we're going to take a break from that for the next episode for 50, because as you all know, and you should know, all the decisodes, we do something big and special, so...
And this one's going to be juicy.
Yeah, just thinking very... It'll probably be a long episode.
Like a sick old booty. Just doesn't stop. Goes on for days.
Like a brick house. All right, so it's time to get to hop knowledge.
No, it's Mac Dad will make you hop. A Daddy Mac will make you hop. All right, sorry.
Yeah. So Stu will be happy to find out that the hop for this one is Citra. One of the ones.
Citra.
Yes, one that he really likes. So Citra... has the origin of the United States. That's been all of them lately. Description: tropical citrus flavor and aroma, mango, papaya, pineapple, and grapefruit. Smooth bitterness, intense flavor and aroma. Presented at the World Brewing Congress in August of 2008. So it's not that old.
Relatively new.
Yes, developed by the Hop Breeding Company. All about breeding.
It's all about breeding. It's just hops just getting it on.
Wow, chicka, wow, chicka.
Yeah, it's just, they put the mood lighting on, Barry White. Just get it on.
Yeah, Citra, you know what time it is. It's time to get sexy.
We can't do that, Dave.
It's tough. It's hybrid of Hallertau, Tettnanger, and a mix of Golding, Brewer's Gold, and more.
Hallertau and Tettnanger?
Yeah, it's 50% Hallertau, 25% Tettnanger, and then there are small portions of Golding and Brewer's Gold.
And some unmentionables.
You lesser hops. the uses are mainly for bitterness, flavor, and aroma, so all around. And substitutions for it listed as Falconer's Flight, as well as Simcoe.
Falconer's Flight. That is a badass name for a hop. That's awesome.
Of course, you being like the D&D Pathfinder.
Well, actually, no. Okay, here's nerd out time for a second. I just got done reading The Lies of Locke Lamora by Scott Lynch, and there is a falconer guy in it. He's a Bonds Magi. He's a falconer, and he has a falcon, and he's really badass. And
most likely, he would drink beers with Falconer's Flight.
Yes, I know. It's on the Falconer's Flight up in here. Like, gosh. I need to use that name for something now.
Falconer's Flight. Yes. Someone should just call that a beer. You know, just be like, it's Falconer's Flight.
Falcon Punch! All right.
So, two examples of beers brewed with Citra, pretty well known. Three Floyds Zombie Dust, which is a big one, which I had not long ago. Yeah. And it is an awesome beer.
Love it.
But it is also overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is great, but there was a lot of hype around it, and it's a little overhyped. The other example is one near and dear to Kyle's heart, Victory Brewing's Headwaters Pale Ale. You are a fan of the Headwaters.
Yes, I am. It is very refreshing for a pale ale. Very refreshing.
Yeah, there is, you know, one thing. I've had a few beers with Citra. I also had, Duclaw does this anti-venom series of beers. And for anyone who doesn't know, Venom is their pale ale. And they started doing a series called...
Everyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, well, pretty much everyone doesn't if they don't live in this area.
Yeah.
But the Anti-Venom is a series that they're doing where they're taking their pale ale recipe and then they're using single hop of different varieties of hops and releasing them in bottles. Thus far, they had done one with Green Bullet hops, They did one with Black Locust, obviously the Citra one. And then they also, they have a new one coming out right now, and it is one that will hearken to the hop that we're going to cover in episode 51 after our big decisode. And they have actually named that beer Clusterfuck.
Hmm.
So, although, obviously...
It's a nice name for a beer.
Yeah. So, obviously, they can't, like, put that full name on the label, but they have just, like, a little asterisk in place of the U. So, they're not actually saying the whole word. It's like, ooh, sneaky, sneaky.
Clusterfork.
Yeah,
is
cluster,
what it's actually called.
Clusterfuck. It could be an O. Who knows? Because there's an asterisk
fock.
There.
Yeah.
It's a mystery. Clusterfuck.
Yeah, true.
So, Kyle, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about on this episode.
No, I didn't. You're lying. Shut up. Yes, our good friend Mark and I recently went to a beer festival held by Friendship Liquor Store. I've been to, I think this is the third or the fourth. I've been to every one, but I don't remember if there's been three or four. I think there's been three. Anyway, so we went to this a couple weeks ago, and while we weren't really, I wasn't really prepared to take notes or, you know, really write down anything specific, I did want, because there were so many bad beers we tried, once we found a good one, I was like, okay, I'm going to write this down on my little phone, my little note here on my iPhone. And so I do have a list of beers here. I don't have really too many specifics. I do have specifics on a few of them. But let me just run down the beers we liked. There was Hop Juice, which I couldn't get the brewery for that. I don't know why. New Belgium Rampant.
Okay. Well, we had the Rampant on the show, when the very first show that Sean Creel came on. It's very, like, it's got a lot of pine, and
yeah.
I wasn't big on it because it has, like, the alfalfa notes to it.
Yeah, I thought it was, and again, this is at a beer festival where most of the stuff was not good, so the mediocre stuff probably stood out.
Right, right, so it's like, if a lot of stuff's, like, way down at the bottom, it's kind of elevating the stuff
and
that would normally be in the
middle. Tried so many beers, we were probably pretty saucy by the time I started writing this.
Well, you probably had palate fatigue,
too.
Oh,
big time, yeah. Star Hill Double IPA, which I was very surprised by, which you don't like.
I hate Star Hill.
I was very surprised. I didn't think Star Hill was any good either, but I liked it, so.
I've tried a lot of their stuff, and I don't, I'd be interested to know that Double IPA, if it's called Double Platinum or not. I think it is, because
yeah,
I had it recently.
I think it might be called something.
I didn't care for it.
Hmm.
I don't know, it's just, I don't know, something about every beer they make. Not for me.
All right. There was Yards Cicada, which Mark thought that was one of the best noses he'd ever smelled. He loved the nose on that. Really good beer. There was Raven, which I know is a local brewery. Raven Brewery.
Yeah, they're known for their Raven Lager.
Yeah, Raven Lager. They did The Craft, which is a Doppelbach. I wrote that down.
Huh.
Exceptional.
Real quick, the Cicada, do you know what style that was?
I don't remember. I mean, you have the internet in front of you,
okay.
But I don't know.
Well, then keep talking. I'm going to look up the look up Cicada.
I didn't write it down. There was the Harpoon Rye IPA. Again, Harpoon, not really a huge fan of Harpoon. But
is that their Dan and Rich's Rye IPA? It's like green. Oh, my God.
I don't remember.
If that's the Dan and Rich's, that awesome.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
Very good. And the Sierra Nevada Narwhal, which I have not had, was actually pretty good.
Have not had that either.
It was pretty good.
Oh, the Cicada is a Belgian IPA.
Ah, yes, right.
So
yes,
that's up your alley.
Yes, I do like the Belgian IPAs. Just funny, because I generally don't like Belgians or IPAs, but I like Belgian IPAs. Go figure. So that was just, like I said, notes I jotted down. I didn't do anything extensive, like I wasn't taking notes or anything like that. I just scribbled some of this stuff down on my phone just so I could have something to talk about here. So I apologize to listeners for not having more detailed notes on these, but, you know, if you're at... Honestly, if you're with friends at a beer festival, you don't want to be jotting things down and being a huge nerd. You want to be socializing and enjoying yourself. Because the Brewkeep guy, Sean, was there from Brewkeep. He had a little stand set up, so we were yucking it up with him. And
who is this Sean from Brewkeep you speak of?
Sean Creel. Pretty sure he's kicking your butt in a knife fight right now, if I do remember.
And FYI, that Star Hill Double IPA is called Double Platinum.
Double Platinum.
Correct. Yeah. So that was...
Like I said, I was surprised. Maybe I was surprised because it wasn't horrible. Maybe it wasn't good, just not horrible. I don't really remember. Like I said, we tried a lot of beer that day, so
yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Sounds like you tried a lot of beer, but that makes for good times.
Yeah, yeah, good time.
Awesome. And speaking of trying beer, would you like the next entry in the beer knife fight?
I do want to throw in just my little nerd aspect of this whole thing. After we left the beer festival, we went back to my place and he watched me play Skyrim. That was pretty fun. I was sniping mad people with my arrows, shooting them in the head. It was fun.
That's perfect for you. Go out and have drinks with Mark and then make him sit down and watch you play Skyrim.
He wanted to do it. He loves watching people play RPGs, apparently.
I'm going to be honest. With those Skyrim, with like the Morrowind, all the Elder Scroll games, like Morrowind, Skyrim, that stuff, it is quite entertaining to watch people play it. Because you never know what's going to happen. It's not the same because it's such a massive world.
I'm actually considering starting over in Skyrim. Just because I'm so powerful right now, nothing's challenging. I just arrow everything once to the face and they're all dead. I want to start over and be, like, terrified of everything, because you can be a little pissant, and it would be fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, let us partake in this next Beer Knife Fight beer.
Beer Knife Fight.
It's in front of us. This is probably the palest one we've seen.
Yeah, by a good margin.
Yeah, it's...
Beautiful lacing, though. Beautiful lacing. Like, I can't believe it's been sitting here this long, and it's still lacing on the sides of the glass.
I mean, it's almost yellow.
Yes, it is PP yellow. It's not 100% clear, but it's got a little cloud to it, but yeah, it's gold, yellow.
A severely dehydrated person's urine.
Basically, yes.
So, let's smell it.
Ooh, nice and floral.
Yeah.
In a good way, though.
Yeah, I really get that.
Ooh.
I feel like I get a little underlying, like, orange juicy.
Yeah, I get a little bit of, like, crystallized sugar, just a little bit there.
Okay, yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's very, very floral, citrusy. Mm-hmm. Man, this is...
Sweet. Woo. Nice and sweet.
Smells awesome.
I did get a hit of just a little sprinkling of the perm smell, but once I swirled it, it kind of went away. I don't really get it too much. It
smells like...
A little bit, just a tiny bit, but nothing too offensive. It's got a little funk to it.
If you take a really, really deep draw on the nose,
mm-hmm.
I get a little bit of like a cat piss.
Yeah.
Note.
Like I said, that's coming through a little bit for me.
Yeah.
A little bit. But not nearly as bad as that last one. The perm juice we had last episode.
Yeah, no. This is a very pleasant nose.
Yeah.
I'm excited to taste it. So let's do that. Saddle up,
partner.
Mm-hmm. A little less floral and citrusy than you might expect.
Yeah. It's a little watery, a little loose on the body.
Yep. It is. But the hops are, the hops are good.
Yeah, man, it's not bad. I can see myself drinking this. I get a little bit more of the lemon, the coriander on the flavor a little bit. That kind of goes, it underlines the hop bitterness a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're right, though. There is a significant watery aspect to the
finish.
It's
watery. But
it's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not as bad as most. When we say watery for most beers, it's really a negative. But this isn't. It kind of fits with this a little bit because it has a decent body. It's just got a little bit of wateriness to it. I mean, I don't, yeah.
Daniel?
Yeah, I don't know what to give this one. This is kind of tough. Nothing really stands out in it for me to go back and want more and figure out what it is and be interested. So that makes me think it's not an average beer for me because I think an average beer, at least I'd be somewhat intrigued.
There's enough initial flavor for it to be interesting to me, but the more you drink it, the more you're just kind of getting immune to that flavor,
yes,
and it's just really, it's really kind of like one note flat, watery.
I liked it more after the first sip than after three or four sips.
Yeah, exactly. But something to be said for that in the positive category is the fact that makes it very sessionable.
True.
So, I mean, that's a quality that some people really do want in a beer like this. Like, you can get some pretty good flavor to it, but it's sessionable. You can have a lot.
Honestly, I'm kind of surprised this is one of the beers in your Knife Fight.
Well?
I was expecting all of the beers either to have an insane amount of hops, a beautiful nose,
mm-hmm.
or a supremely balanced body. I expect one of those characteristics in each one of them. Because you guys are fighting to the death. So I expect you guys to pull out some knives, you know what I mean? Some stabby weapons. So, yeah, this one's kind of, eh. So, whoever's beer this is, shame on you.
So, overall, are you saying that you were very disappointed in Sean and I?
No, I just said I'm surprised this is in your Knife Fight. I'm not surprised in the whole thing.
Okay.
I don't think this is worthy.
Do you have in mind what you want to give this?
Yes.
All right, well, you may proceed.
I would like to give this one a 3.
Ooh,
just because the sessionability isn't, you know, it's not bad, but like I said, there's nothing about it that really is keeping me to go back to it.
I don't think it's...
It's not bad.
I mean, I understand
but where... it is below average
for me. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm going to give it a 4, because I like it a little bit more. And Rebecca gives it a 6.
Wow.
So she is a fan of said beer. You want to take any guesses on this one before it is revealed?
I don't do guesses, no mo.
All right.
I just get them wrong.
So this beer, Knife Fight Beer, is, oh, Trogues Perpetual IPA.
There you go, because it's Trogues.
Which we, and you know, we've had this on the show before, and it averaged like a 5. So it's a little off between you and I. It didn't taste exactly the way I remember it being, because I remember in the Perpetual IPA before having a lot more mango in the aroma and in the flavor. And I'm really not... Let me taste it again.
I really like the label. It's got the hops in the background, the gears, and then the tap.
Yeah,
that's
you,
really a cool label.
You're a big fan of that. You commented on the label the last
Probably,
time.
Yes. I do like the gears.
Do you see what the ABV is on there? You
give that a shout 7.5.
Really?
That's surprising. That does not taste like a 7.5.
That is well masked.
I would not have guessed that. I would have guessed like a 5.9, a 6.2, something like that.
Good job,
Troves. 6.4.
Mm. Yeah. Well, good gerb. Good gerb, dear Troves. All right, and that was actually Sean's.
Hmm.
That was one of Sean's entries.
Sean, that's a swing and a miss, my friend.
Is he trying to pick the low-hanging fruit there?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, this is one of the available and it's got hops in it. Here, take this one.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
I actually contemplated putting that one in myself, so.
You guys, step it up, son. Step it up.
I'm sorry, I'll do better next. Well, it wasn't me this time.
I put breakfast stout in my beer knife fight. So
you did. You did.
I did.
But you also lost, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I won, but, you know, breakfast stout is good.
It's good. All right, well, let's just go ahead and hop into the mystery beers.
Yeah, we have these beers here, and they are a mystery. So let's solve that mystery.
Gigantic mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So A looks like... I don't know, like red?
A red? Yes. It is cloudy. It's got that, it's like that brownish red cloudy. Yeah, there's definitely something going on here. I'm intrigued by this color.
Yeah,
unless
it's
we smell it, I could not tell you what style this is.
It's kind of cloudy
mm-hmm.
when you look through it. You definitely can't see through it, and it looks cloudy. It looks kind of like all homebrews look.
Yeah.
When it's like a darker
that
style.
Muddy, brown, red. It could be a sour. It could be a barley wine. It could be an amber. It could be a brown ale.
The possibilities are endless.
They're endless. It's just magic in a glass.
Let's hope it's magic
in a glass. It's a rainbow.
Oh, smell it.
If you mixed up a rainbow and it came out turned brown red.
Hmm. What do you smell on that?
I smell red licorice.
Dude, okay, I can see where you're getting that, but
not
I smell...
Not black licorice, but red licorice.
God, I smell a lot of hops. God.
Whew. I get perm again. What is with me today in perm?
I don't get that, but I get really nice hops on this. And I'm going to be honest, it smells kind of like Duclos Exile 7, which is their Imperial Amber.
Mm.
It smells like that, which I had it not long ago, and that was like a little bit toned down version of the Imperial Amber by Trogues, the Nugget Nectar.
Mm.
So
it's very sweet on the nose.
It kind of smells like peaches a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. I was thinking like a red raspberry, something like that, but sweet, you know, because obviously raspberries in their natural state are really tart. But
yeah,
like a sweetened red, like maybe like a synthetic red raspberry.
Oh my God. I think this nose is phenomenal.
The perm, man. If only I could get past
but
that.
But like the peaches and just the citrus.
Yeah, I like
and
it otherwise, but if you take all that and cover it in perm juice, like no.
I don't get
you know what
that.
I mean?
Okay, maybe
I
like...
I get it. It's right on the top. Right on the top. It's a dusting, and I zone in right to it, because I hate that smell so much. I just...
But then when you bust past that...
Yeah, I like everything else. Ugh. I do.
Okay, well, let's try it.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Mm. Not what I was expecting from the nose, but...
No.
Not bad either.
No. It falls pretty... It ends supremely neutral. I mean, it just... ends on your tongue. There is nothing left for me at all.
I am getting a peachy note in the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got that It's weird to perceive a texture through a taste, but I get that, like the thready fruits, yeah. You know, like a peach, the mango, the, I guess,
like the white stuff that's stuck to the pith. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like the thread, like the...
That, do they call that, the pith?
No, not the pith. The pith is the, like the white stuff inside the peel, but before you get to the flesh of a fruit.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about like the thready texture of like a, even like a spaghetti squash or something like that. That thing is kind of really coming through with the flavor, which is really weird.
You know, I would say that, I mean, for me, the nose is phenomenal. And the flavor's not quite measuring up to where the nose is, but...
It lacks body.
The flavor's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But like I said, lacks body, ends very neutral, ends very clean, which is good or bad depending on what you're looking for.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to come back to this. This is the opposite. The more I drink this one, the more I like it.
You know what's kind of weird is it's got... the flavor for me on the end is actually... Now a mixture of the peach I was talking about, but also kind of like a little cantaloupe. It's like a peach cantaloupe smoothie.
Nectarine is what I get. Nectarine.
Yes. I could see that a lot in the nose.
Nectarine.
And a little flavor. Bit of that in the flavor, but a lot in the nose, I think. Mm.
That's the other fruit I was trying to place.
All right. Not bad.
No.
Not a bad showing on for A.
I like it.
Let's take a look at B.
Yes, take a gander.
Significantly different coloration on
that. Very rich gold here. We have a not the pale gold of the Beer Knife Fight, but this is a rich, deep gold. I like it. It's very pretty.
Yeah, it's extremely nice looking. It's
pretty.
It's got more head than you would think.
Yeah.
From a beer of that color.
Which makes me think hop or alcohol. Probably hops.
Or both. Who knows?
Got lacing. Got a white, lacing. Frothy white head. And who doesn't love a little froth?
Ugh.
Uh-oh.
There's some good things in this nose, and there's some bad things.
It's a muddled nose for me.
Yeah.
It's sweet. This one kind of... I get like the... Again, with that one, I get the synthetic, you know, the red raspberry, things like that. This, I get like a strawberry coming through for me.
I could see a little bit of that. I actually, maybe it's holding over from A, but I do get a little peachy note on it as well.
I get like a candy sweetness. Almost like when you open up Nerds and kind of smell Nerds. It's kind of like that sweetness. See
that. A little bit of that. When I first smelled it, it had this.
I like this.
Yeah, the nose is opening up a lot more.
See, I get some melon on this. Like, I could see cantaloupe on that, but I really wouldn't have picked that out. But this, I get some melon here. Okay. Maybe like a honeydew, something like that.
Okay, honeydew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go with the honeydew.
I get the honeydew. Wow, this is my favorite nose we've had this episode. This really smells nice.
I think the other nose was better, but it is a good nose. It's become really
just
nice.
Just because the no perm smell.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and taste it.
Yes.
For some reason, the initial flavor kind of makes me think of Smarties.
Yeah.
But like crushed Smarties.
Yes. I get that.
Which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Makes you think of... I'm trying to place this cereal it's making me think of. I'm going to say Lucky Charms, but I don't think it's Lucky Charms per se.
Fruity Pebbles?
It's in that vein, yes. Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms, somewhere in there. Like the fruity kind of like... Not stale, but like that kind of grains and kind of artificial sweetness thing. Like it's somewhere in that vein.
This is not a bad beer.
Mm-mm. No, I like this. Again, I'm not sure if this is what I'd go back to, per se.
But there's
nothing really offensive about it, you know? It's just not really mentionable either.
A little astringent.
Mm.
There's a bit of a... Mm-hmm. A little too much astringency for me on it.
Okay. I see that. But I'm not... I don't know.
Oh my god. Go back to A now and tell me what you get out of that flavor after having B. Because I'll tell you what I get.
Peach. Big time. Peach, big time.
A lot of peach, but there's also that mixture of cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like peach cantaloupe.
Yeah.
But it's good. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it's pretty good.
I like A.
It is nice.
Perm, I just can't. Like, I have to hold my nose to drink this beer.
Really? That bad?
No, I like the nose, but that perm, it's just going to take me down an alley and I can't come back. You know what I mean? Like,
problems from your childhood.
Once I smell perm, I like need counseling, you know?
This is the time when I was a kid, I was inside the salon, and unhappy it was terrible.
Place. And the man touched me in my no-no place. He touched me with my boy shorts cover.
Okay, well, do you have an idea of where you want to put these beers?
I am clueless, so by all means, go for it. I have no idea what I'm going
to
give either of
these. Why do you taste B again? B ain't bad. And A? He isn't bad either. And I don't know. It's a pretty good one. It's a good mystery beer round, in my opinion. Okay, so A, I'll take the lead. I'm going to put a 6 on A.
I'm putting a 4 on A.
Really?
It would have been a 5, but the perm... But I really like the interesting fruits it has going on in the flavor. Really interesting to me.
Okay. That's so an average of 5 for that one. So, do you want to take the lead on B, or you want me to?
B, I have to give a 3.
Ooh.
So, it's just below A, in my opinion. Like I said, there's nothing really about it that keeps me coming back, but there's nothing really offensive about it either.
Okay.
Well, but I don't define that as average. I want to point that out. That is not an average beer for me.
I was actually going to put a 5.
Wow.
On B.
You like these.
So yeah, I like both of them. I thought they were really nice, and yeah.
Interesting.
So it's an average of 5 for A and a 4 for B. So that's a really good showing for this. Quite a good showing. Oh, you're going back and tasting again?
Mm-hmm.
New thoughts?
No.
No. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and reveal B. No guesses on B. It's that one was the one that got a 4 overall. It is the loser for the episode.
Nope.
Okay.
I refuse to guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to guess either. So B is... Oh, Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Didn't you love that?
No. Actually, Bell's is the one that I say everyone loves, but I'm not big on.
Oh.
So it's actually kind of funny that I gave it a 5.
Hmm.
I mean, it is a good beer. I just think it's like greatly overrated at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about that beer twice, honestly.
Yeah. It is an India Pale Ale style, well suited for adventurous trips to the Upper Peninsula. American malts and enormous hop additions give this beer a crisp finish and an incredibly floral hop aroma. I'm trying to see if there's a ABV on this sucker.
Okay. No. Now that I know what the description is, incredible floral hop aroma.
7%.
Incredible floral hop aroma.
7% on that alcohol, and that's probably why I was saying that I was getting it was tasting a little astringent to me. So
I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, it is floral.
It is. Yeah. It's pretty floral.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're about to reveal A. A got an overall of 5, but not threatening the current Master Brewer Lord.
I'm interested to see what this is. If it had just more body, and I think for me, if they'd taken this flavor profile and elevated it a little bit more with a little bit more maybe like a syrupy and a little bit more alcohol and knocked off the perm, this would have been awesome. I would have really liked it.
Well, A is Natural Selection Ale by Flying Dog and Evolution. This is a collaboration beer between those two. Bottled and brewed by Flying Dog in Frederick, so I guess they got together and did it all there. It's got a really funny picture on the front of an old man with a monkey's body. It's an old man head with a monkey's body, and he's drinking a bottle of beer that's covered in what looks like tendrils from a tree. It is 7.6% alcohol. I'll read a little bit about it on here. Natural selection is one of the cornerstones of modern biology and now Maryland craft beer. The collaboration began with Genus 1, a stock ale, and the origin of species. Genus 2 was brewed and aged in cherry wood barrels by Evolution Craft Brewing Company. Genus 3, the final common descent, and what you now hold in your hands, was brewed and dry hopped with a groundbreaking amount of Galaxy hops by Flying Dog.
Cherry, okay.
I don't...
Were we misidentifying peach for cherry?
Maybe. Could be. I mean, but like, once again, you know...
I think we were. I think that's cherry, not peach.
I mean, let me point out, I gave that a 6. Do you know how often I give 6s?
No.
Not often at all. So, I would view that as a pretty successful beer, then.
Yeah, so basically go back, listen to this again, replace every time we said peach with cherry, nailed it.
Yeah, we're on it. Flying Dog and Evolution's collaboration, Natural Selection, is the top beer for this time around.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was one of the beers we had when we went to the Friendship Craft Brew Festival.
And it didn't make your list.
Nope.
But do you think it's better now?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you did
like
get
I
it
said,
late before.
Perm. Come on.
Okay, so brewers out there, if you're trying to impress Kyle, no perm juice, please.
I know. Please. I don't know. Today, I'm attuned to that. I don't know what it is. Just
he's going to pick it out every
I'm
time.
I'm sorry. I apologize, listeners. I really do. I wish I didn't smell it, but I can't get it out of my nose.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you everyone for listening to us, and catch us next time. But please remember,
catch us next time.
What?
Come on. We gotta say, keep it brutal.
And you did.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.